monkey with a gun.
Yes.
Go around filming people.
All right, doing stuff. We gotta find some more people.
Maybe there's someone in here.
Oh, I'm just sitting here.
Wow, that was very staged.
Mr. Hansel.
It's Rob Connery.
It's so
good
to see
you. Hey, how's it going?
You.
Hang on. How are you, Rob Connery? How's it going?
Good,
hey,
how
what's going
today?
On? Aren't you in Hawaii right now?
Look at this camera.
John, I feel like a kid right now.
Isn't that cool?
I want to see.
It's high definition.
Is that the...
Except not for the people who are watching it.
Wow, so wait a minute. Is that the new flip?
This is the new Creative Vado.
Oh, you are...
That's not the flip.
I took the flip back.
And how did Mo let you get this?
I took the flip back.
You did?
Yeah, and then I bought it with this money.
You gotta share those secrets. How do
I will.
Get these gadgets?
I have this. If only I had some kind of an interconnected web of computers by which I could publish this information on a regular basis.
That'd be awesome.
Maybe in reverse chronological order.
Wait, and dude, wait, give me this thing. Where'd you get this watch?
I mean, seriously, where do you get this watch? That watch is sweet. Is that a
maybe
real Rolex?
How sweet this watch is? Watch this.
Dude, it's got a band you can take in and off? No way.
Leather band with a metal strap.
Wow.
That is pretty sweet.
Very
band?
Nice. I like it.
Fantastic.
Not everybody can have a tech UI like you.
Amazing what you can get at Target these days.
Dude, have a seat. All right, I'm gonna interview you.
You are. Let's hear. Let me just get something more comfortable.
This is so raw, man. It's raw. It's raw footage.
Oh,
fantastic.
I'm feeling raw.
How's MVC treating you?
MVC?
Yeah.
As a platform?
Yeah.
Very well. I like it.
No, as a pattern. Like just generally.
Yeah.
Just as a 30-year-old design pattern. How's that treating you?
Really good. Very comforting.
Very comforting.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Are you still doing the storefront?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I saw there was a blog post, something about where's the source. What's up with that?
Well, you know, we did the project, and a lot of people wanted the source so they could learn from what I've been talking about doing and so on. And,
mm-hmm.
I abruptly stopped doing that, and there's no more source drops. You can't get any source right now.
Why did you stop abruptly?
Because we took the project, we're looking at it now, the group I'm in now, and we're thinking about what it is we want to do with it.
Right.
Going through a ton of different spikes and prototypes. And, you know, I mean, it would only confuse people.
So what would you call the version of the source that's out there? It's like 0.7 or something?
Oh, it's not even that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even know if there is a source bit out there right now.
So are you saying that MVC storefront's kind of going to go the way of Baby Smash, where it's like kind of halfway done and then it stops, all work stops?
No, I'm fervently working on it right now.
Okay, so you are working on the storefront.
Yeah, very much.
Okay. And do you have a lot of trouble upgrading from version to version? Because I know that we're coming out with MVC soon, and we've got... people are on Beta 3 and Marcy 1, da, da, da. Is it a big deal to upgrade to this?
Well, you know, it's not such a big deal to get it to work. It's a big deal to embrace the new ideas. So, you know, things like model binders, for instance. You know, when all of a sudden model binders are there and I had to go rip out a bunch of special code I wrote to bind form stuff to variables coming in.
Yeah?
Things
and
like that.
That wasn't a big deal?
It wasn't a big deal, no.
Is it a matter of just upgrade, compile, and break stuff and then start fixing the break?
It's a matter of putting Phil in a headlock and making sure I do it right so he doesn't get upset when
What does the community do who can't put Phil in a headlock?
Because
I'm having people emailing me that are saying, dude, I want to upgrade.
What does the community do? I guess put you and me in a headlock. I mean,
really?
That's kind of our
job. I mean, really reach out, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah?
I like how you got the whole cinematic effect.
You like that?
The camera. That's,
yeah,
that's good.
Called the, what's that guy who did the thing on PBS?
Ken Burns.
It's a Ken Burns effect.
It
let's try that.
Wow.
Yeah? Huh?
Yeah, I like it.
This is gold.
Yeah. Just gold. Make sure you get the light reflecting properly.
Yeah. I'm going to have
a
glare forehead. Removal filter.
Right.
Because
I'm lighting up your forehead, by the way.
It's true, right. We're reflecting back and forth on the five head. So
fascinating.
What time is this video viewing right now? What time is it in the future? It's next week or week after next?
2 weeks from now.
So it's 2 weeks from now.
Now, wait a minute. I'm going to have to derail this. Look at his haircut. That is the kind of coif that I need. I mean,
That's because he's an emo, and you're not an emo.
Hiding what?
Are you hiding, like,
no.
Proceeding
here? He's stylish.
No, I'm growing it out, so
he's
it's
not,
in the upper face.
But he's comb it that way.
This isn't a
purposeful...
Well, I know,
but
no,
my generation...
Jonathan is an emo, and he has tapered leg pants.
He's an emo, like in a zoo sort of thing?
No, an emo, like, that's just the style. Like I was a preppy in high school, and you were a complete dork.
You got it, yeah.
Right? No, but you're a surfer dude, right?
Okay.
Yeah, but that's just the Seattle style. You don't have to be emo.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's not an emo. He's a Seattleite.
So
exactly.
In my generation, when someone comes to Air Force because they're trying to hide something.
And you're just an old dude.
I want to know if he's
I'm growing it
it's
out.
Actually a toupee.
Well, then show me who I know because I need one too.
You need one too.
Right, exactly.
Fantastic. We'll have to cut that all out because it's completely useless. I don't know.
It's all right.
So have you used the code generation stuff, the T4 stuff and the templates at all? Dude, talk to me about that.
I used them for Subsonic, so this is fun. I was was talking to Damien Gard about 6 months ago.
Love that guy.
Damien, yeah, from Link to Sequel Team. And he was saying, Rob, why don't you just use the Chief Wolf templates for what you're doing? I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah. Do that again.
Rob. No, I can't do it.
No, seriously, do it again. That was good.
I can't do it.
Okay, he's English. He gets +2 charisma just for being English.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, and convincibility.
It's true.
Yeah, so he's telling me about T4, and I say, what the heck is that, you know? And so he walks me through this code-generation stuff that's built into Visual Studio. Mm. Good Lord, my world has turned upside down.
And you had done code-gen before.
Yeah.
And by code-gen, I mean string.format.
What? You're a punk. Anyway.
No, but you and I had both done code-generation before. That
oh,
was
yeah.
very basic. Basic code gen, string.format.
Yes,
it's like,
yes,
here I have some strings and some variables.
Yep.
Look at me, I'm generating code.
Yep, yep.
And you got to throw that away.
Pretty much, yeah. It was pretty exciting. I mean, I built a whole tool with Subsonic based on that kind
right,
of thing.
Right, right.
And so what I did immediately was I took the core bits of Subsonic and I thought, this is a neat architecture where I have, link parser thanks to Matt Warren.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple other things that you can do, a query tool, and I thought, I'm not going to build out an architecture on top of this. I'll just build some code templates and let other people do it. So I'm just kind of filling out these T4 templates and handing them out. That's
yeah.
great. I like
and
it.
It's built into Visual Studio, and there's some default ones that come with MVC.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's
yeah.
hot.
Super hot. Plus, I mean, the overrides you can put in each project with the code templates. What is it? It's a code template folder, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
You just make another folder,
just
put in code templates. So you don't have to go digging into program files to
right.
do this.
Right, and you know what? You should blog post this. Like
really?
To do, well, department best practices. Every department has
that's
one.
A good point.
And, tailor your templates to your project so you never, have to make your devs guess.
Rock on. Now, you're going to an open source meeting right now, so I got to let you go.
Okay.
But say hi to the people.
What are you here?
Hey, good to see you,
good
Rob Connery.
See you, Mr.
Fantastic. All right. I'll catch you later.
Okay, bye.